But a man who is not upset about the brackets is on the line with us. His name is Kevin Kilroy, his Kansas Jayhawks. We'll talk to Issel next, and that is a we'll celebrate the Jayhawks with Issel as well. Kevin, in a weird way, you are the meat in the sandwich of Jose Ortiz and Dan Issel. How are you?
Oh God, what a spot to be. I mean, I don't know.
That's as good as
I don't
gets,
know what you know. Having Issel come after me though, it's just it's sad because he's gonna everybody's gonna remember what he says. And they're going to forget that little Kevy was on air with you. Thanks for having me on. You guys good? Are we going to talk trash on Kentucky?
Oh, man. I got plenty of that to do the next, I don't know, 5 years of my life or something. So we'll do that whatever we need to. But you are down there in New Orleans, and we begin in earnest the real for sure qualifiers for the Kentucky Derby this weekend. Obviously, the Louisiana Derby for you all. Fairgrounds Oaks for a starting spot in the Kentucky Oaks as well. Man, it's awesome video of some rain. What are we looking at for tomorrow?
Yeah, the storms, I think they're all done. But it came pretty hard this morning. It came very hard. So definitely a drenching, soaking rain. We're off the turf today. The track, I'm just staring at it right now, is sloppy. But the sun's going to be coming out. It's going to be warming up. I think we're going to be all good for tomorrow. It might be listed as having a little moisture in it, but I think it's going to, throughout the day as well, I think we'll be okay.
There you go, Kevin Kilroy with us. He's at Trust Your Luck on Twitter. If you have not followed him, joins us as he does every time we need to talk about Louisiana here on Roboco ESPN 680, 105.7 ahead of that Louisiana Derby tomorrow. Hey, man, you know this. We'll get into it later. But do you like this $1 minimum 15% takeout Bayou Bluegrass Pick 5?
I do like it. I do like it a lot. I like a higher minimum like that. The $3 all turf pick three that we've been seeing. Yeah, I think, you know, just the sort of going wisdom is the sort of higher the denomination, the more it knocks out basically big old computer players who are just able to play a lot of different combinations and get their little whatever percent they're trying to clear out the top. So it does also knock out some of the smaller players who quickly sort of, you know, get outpriced by not having, you know, using too many horses or whatever. But it forces you to take a stand. You just have to single, right? You just have to find hopefully two singles and just acknowledge the races where your opinion isn't strong, right? And you don't want to take a, you know, take a stand on the hill and see how it comes. So I like it a lot. I like it a lot. I think it sets up well. I'm going to try to play those Turfway Park races for value coming home and lean on a little bit of more chalk here at Fairgrounds.
He is at Fairgrounds. His name is Kevin Kilroy. I think of tomorrow really as two cards. You have the local card first, and then you have the national card second. Do you think that's a fair characterization of what happens at Fairgrounds on Louisiana Derby Day?
Yeah, we've got the big three stakes, Crescent City Derby. Crescent City Oaks, you know, just for the Labreds, those three-year-olds,
yep.
And the Coastal Rising, too. So it's pretty fun. You know, it is almost a celebration of both things that go on here, both meets. And it continues on Sunday, too. We've got three more Labred stakes. So it's cool. Fun, man. That sometimes that brings out more of the people that are regularly here at the track and part of the community, and it becomes quite great. So, yeah, study up on your Labreds. And we've got a big one running in the New Orleans Classic that Touch Upon a Star, assuming that he's in there, not the Star Guitar Stakes. He's a 3-1 morning line favorite owned by Jake DeLome, Jake DeLome. And I think he can beat that field. So that'll be pretty cool to see.
Is there a Labred we should concentrate on in that early part of the card?
I think Sounds Like Power in the Derby. Tough trip last time, clipped heels in a big way and just was out of it from the start. I think he just crossed the line out that last race and assumed that he's going well. I think he can get the distance, and that's a big question with a few of these. El De Niro has been looking good again and again, but I think it sounds like Power's going to offer some value. So I think that's one that you want to lean on. And then Accommodate Eva. She's also cross-centered, right? She's in the Crescent City Oaks on the card and then in the Fairgrounds Oaks. She ran huge last time. She was the spotlight from Ragazin for like the figure of the week. Ran 11 on the rags and a 5 on third graph. And it's always been a question: could she go two turns? She went out to the Breeders' Cup. You know, she broke her maiden at Keeneland. Dallas has been aggressive with her. He's not going to decide till Saturday where she's going to run. But if she's in the Crescent City Oaks, I think she's very dangerous. And if she's not, Sister Ella, wire to wire.
There you go. Kevin Kilroy with us. He's down there at Fairgrounds NOLA. He'll be on the simulcast tomorrow as part of their coverage there at the Fairgrounds. Louisiana Derby Day and, of course, Fairgrounds Oaks Day, both of those qualifiers. Look, you win and you're healthy, you're going to run on the Derby, you're going to run the Oaks here first weekend in May here at Churchill Downs. A texter has texted in that he walked into a small liquor store. And I don't need to read the rest of the text, but those are our people, Kevin. It is 11:07, the day after a disappointing hockey basketball game. And they're walking into liquor stores at 11 o'clock. Those are our people. All right. Well, let's get into it. And I'll ask
it. I was posting up and watching basketball
yeah,
and watching
horses. Saps working. Drink. Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
I know it.
Right. So, what do you expect to pay more, the all-stakes pick five at Fairgrounds tomorrow or that Bayou Bluegrass pick five between the two tracks?
Oh, that's a good question. I think the turf races that we have that are not part of that are in the All Stakes Pick Five but not in the Bayou Bluegrass are very wide open. The Tom Benson and the Munis, so I think prices are going to come rolling home in that. But like I was saying, those turfway races, I think some prices could come home too. Okay. I might have to lean towards the All Stakes Pick Five, to be honest, just because of those turf races. And there's a couple Chad Brown horses in there. They're going to lean on. I don't think they should. And then there's that Robert Falcone Jr., Spirit and Glory, that I think will get hit pretty hard in the Benson, and that I'm not sure if she can get it done. So I think they might be over-aggressive with the favorites on the turf here, which will clear up some value if they do lose. And then I think just looking at the Bourbonette and the Jeff Ruby, there are some favorites in there, but it does seem kind of wide open from the get-go.
The Fairgrounds Oaks. You know, let's go to that New Orleans Classic, race 9, mile and an eighth. This is a very, very old race down there at the Fairgrounds. $500,000 in it, grade 2, going a mile and an eighth on the dirt course there. Older horses, we keep getting these fun two-turn dirt races down there at your spot. Do you have a favorite here? Is it Touch Upon a Star? Do we have to admit that?
Yeah, Touch Upon a Star. I mean, the pace is going to heat up, though, because you have Best Actor in there. He's definitely ready to roll. And then you have that Peter Walter horse, Black Belt, who seems quite forward. So the pace could heat up. Touch Upon a Star doesn't need the lead, neither does Best Actor. But I just have been so impressed. I mean, when he turned back Tumbarumba, you know, that fellow Lawbred who has had some big wins against Open Company, including at Gulfstream recently, in the Louisiana Champions Day Classic, it was just like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? He just, like, sat there, you know, just Thornton was just totally in hand. And as soon as he just sort of gave just a little bit of a nudge, it was just like, boom, gone. He's in the toughest spot he's ever been. But I don't think it's too tough. I think it's a great spot for him to take on Open Company. And I do want to single that guy.
You have a bunch of jockeys, obviously, coming in for the day. You've been at Louisiana for a couple of years now. John Velasquez, a Tyler Gaffalione, an Irad Ortiz, a Flavian Pratt. How much do you lean on guys who have been at the track more, and how much are visiting jockeys able to win races at a place like Fairgrounds?
Yeah, they can get it done here. They can get it done here big time.
Okay.
You see a lot of times where they take, you know, multiple. Joel Rosario specifically, Pratt had a big day on Risen Star Day. You know, but there's so many of them this time. I haven't seen Irad down here since I've been down here, so that's going to be interesting to see. You know, he's going to get bet. So a lot of times, you know, people use those jockeys very defensively. So if you do like somebody who has a local rider or sort of a connection that's not known quite as much, there's a lot of value in that opinion. So that's a good thing to remember. Maybe just lean on that one more than getting defensive with these jocks. But, yeah, they can get it done here.
Race 11, Boudrifa in the Fairgrounds. Oaks, mile and a 16th on the dirt. Obviously, 100 points to the winner for the Kentucky Oaks. To get into that starting gate, $400,000 on the line here. Tarifa's in here. I have her as my number one horse in my Oaks rankings. Intricate is going to be alongside, ran second behind her last time out in that Rachel Alexandra. Do we get a repeat performance, you think, from Tarifa, or are you going to look somewhere else?
I'm going to go to Our Pretty Woman. I think she's going to have the lead and be loose. Commanding speed is just so dangerous. So, you know, it depends on how the track is playing. I'm going to keep a feel on that throughout the day. But I think she just has that tactical advantage. And she has looked great. She's done it over sloppy tracks two times. but she's been training on a fast track, just fantastic. And it doesn't make, I don't see why she wouldn't move forward on it. So I think she's going to be in a great spot. You know, she outworked Hall of Fame there on the 11th, and that could be a knock on Hall of Fame, or it could be a plus for our pretty woman. But she really looked good, just doing it easy, and seems to be ready to move forward. Now, Tarifa is doing outstanding as well, moving forward, Intricate likewise. So no knock on those two at all. I do like Intricate in a more fair setup tactically, best. You know, VB's Dream is a big question mark, too. The barn loves
her. Yeah, right.
They love her. Top-level filly, but her form line has just been regressing. So it's hard for me to get behind it, but this could be the one, right? This could be the spot where you actually get value on her. So that's the other one to consider, I think.
I will tell you, I think Alpine Princess, the three horse here at 8-1 because of that performance in the slop for the Rachel Alexandra. Man, if it dries out and we get the untappable version of her, I think she's got a real shot tomorrow.
Oh, so she'll be at Turfway. She's not here. She shipped up for the Bourbonette.
Alpine is running up here. That's awesome news for me. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah. All right,
let's move on then to the Louisiana Derby then. No, you're good. Mile and 3/16, the longest of the Derby preps run down there at Fairgrounds. Same distance as the Preakness kids. It's okay. They'll go for $1 million for three-year-olds, obviously. Starting gate spot in the Kentucky Derby available as well. Triple Espresso, the one, will be up here as well for Trader Todd Fletcher.
Yeah.
I just talked to Hoot. All right, welcome back in. Apologies for that. We dropped for just a second. Kevin Kilroy with us from down there at the Fairgrounds. We do want to get right into the Louisiana Derby. Track Phantom on the outside. I was asking about Agate Road. Is he expected to be in the starting gate? Because he will not be up here at the Jeff Ruby.
Yeah, he should be here. He should be here. And I think he's in a great spot to trip out there on the rail. I think those two inner horses with Triple Espresso gone are going to be full sends. And Irad should be able to save every inch and come running late. So we'll see if he can repeat that good figure that he ran last out there at Gulfstream, right? No, Sam Davis at Tampa.
Sam Davis, yep, Tampa, yep. Is there someone else? I mean, because of the length of the race and the fact that they're going to have the full stretch twice, does a horse like Track Phantom drawing the 12, is it less of a problem than, say, if we were going a mile 70 at Fairgrounds?
Yeah, totally, right? Because there's plenty of room to sort things out. You're not going to get stuck wide, you know? You're not going to get stuck wide. And he's, you know, the big question, I think, is what the strategy is. You know, is Hall of Fame, I think he's a full send from that inside spot. I think Steve will just let both horses take their gloves off and just see who's best. You know, he has Track Phantom is in. He's got 55 points. He's in the starting gates for the Derby. He'd love to get Hall of Fame in there too, right? I know the connections would love that. So I think Hall of Fame will run his race, which is more forward, not being taken back like the Risen Star. And if he's good enough, he can get it done. I'm just wondering if he's good enough now, you know?
Do you have a favorite in the race itself?
Common Defense. Love Common Defense in this race.
Ooh.
Yeah, Kim McPeak's other horse, the one that's coming in now. I think he's the now horse. In the Rebel, he just made a great move to put himself into the race, seemingly all on his own, and just showed, you know, he showed his big, long stride. He's got a big stride. He can eat up ground. I think he's just got great stalking speed. I think he'll be more forward than we've seen him in the past few, because he had been sort of coming off of it, but he showed that he minded to be forward. And I think he's got a tough draw, but I do think he'll be more than 6-1. I think he's coming forward nicely, and he should have some pace in front of him and get that first run. And I think he can hold him off. So I like Common Defense in here a lot.
There you go. Well, he is Kevin Kilroy. Do you have a favorite, say, in the Ruby? Is it a race that you've looked at a lot?
No. I wouldn't want to turn anybody in the wrong direction. But in the Bourbonette, Pink Polka Dots, you've got to take Pink Polka Dots very seriously. She's been the most impressive, I think the most impressive three-year-old that I've seen here. It's been on the turf. She's forward, and she's got a ton left at the end. She goes fast early, and she still has so much left in the tank. So she just scratched out of that last race at the Black Gold because we were off the turf. And I think it's a real good sign that we're going to the Bourbonette Yeah, you got pink polka dots. I do like
pink polka dots. Is the 8 horse in race 11 tomorrow up here at Turfway Park. Kevin Kilroy, he joined us from down at Fairgrounds in New Orleans at Trust Your Luck on Twitter. He'll be on that simulcast feed as part of their coverage for Louisiana Derby Day. Another season come and gone at Fairgrounds. Can you believe it?
Can't believe it. Can't believe it. I'm ready to see you in Louisville, though. I'll be up there soon, Louie.
You're damn right. All right, buddy. We'll see you when that happens. Have a great day tomorrow. Great day on Sunday. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Good luck, man. Thanks.